Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hay, Beef Buzzing with you today with Daryl Peel as we talk about carcass weights in just a moment. Your superior chance to buy some great cattle coming up the 23rd through the 26th of August. It's the Bighorn Classic coming live from Sheridan, Wyoming on Rural TV, Dish Network Satellite 232, and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. It'll be happening each day, 9 a.m. Central Time, offering 173,000 head of cattle, including 16,000 yearling steers, 10,000 yearling heifers, 40,000 weaned calves, 100,000 calves on cows, and 3,700 bred stock. It'll be starting bright and early Tuesday morning, August 23rd, with weaned calves and calves on cows from several states, including Texas, Oklahoma, and Arkansas, yearlings primarily on the 24th of August, and then cattle from the western parts of the U.S. coming on the Thursday and Friday parts of the sale. If you want more information about this year's Bighorn Classic from Superior Livestock, go to the website, superiorlivestock.com, or call 800-422-2117 for Superior Livestock. Our cattle feedlots have done a good job of staying current here in much of 2016, and carcass weights have been very manageable, but they are rising right now. Extension Livestock Market Economist Dr. Daryl Peel says, while you've got to watch it, it's still not that big of a concern as of yet.
Well, you know, carcass weights are climbing seasonally, and we expect to see that. It is a fairly predictable seasonal pattern. Steer carcass weights are still running about 3-4 pounds below a year ago. The heifer carcass weights are actually about a pound bigger than this time last year, but we expect to continue to increase through the fall here, and they typically peak in October or November, and I think that's the real key. We're in pretty good shape right now. We don't have the kind of year-over-year increases we had last year at this point in time. We're not vastly under either, but if we have a more normal kind of seasonal increase from here to the end of October, we could be running 10 to at least 15 pounds under last year. You know, last year we had a dramatic run-up during that time period, and if we don't do that this year, then we will see significant difference year over year. So I think watching this growth, the fact that it's growing is not as much of a concern, but how fast it's growing seasonally here in the next 8 weeks or so is going to be really critical.
So if carcass weights rise too quickly, that could be a big problem as far as cattle prices are concerned.
Well, that's right. I mean, we know that numbers are going to be bigger. We've been placing more cattle in feedlots, since February. Those cattle are going to be coming out here in the second half of the year for the most part. So we know the numbers are going to go up, supporting increased beef production. But we may offset some of that if these weights stay under year-over-year levels. On the other hand, if they don't, if they track pretty close to last year's levels, then we really see the full effect of the growing cattle numbers that we see that are in the system right now.
Dr. Peel says there's one other temptation out there that could entice cattle feeders into feeding cattle too many days and putting too many pounds on them, getting them too heavy. He says that we've got obviously cheap corn prices ahead of us, given the huge crop that's out there predicted right now by Uncle Sam.
It is a record projected corn crop, a record projected soybean crop. We increased the wheat crop a bit as well. So across the board, certainly from a cattle standpoint, and again, feeder cattle obviously benefit, at least in the short run, from cheaper grain. And so it is going to be supportive of that. If there's any caution in this for the cattle markets, obviously cost of gain at the feedlot level goes down, and that's a good thing. Unless it tempts feedlots into not staying as current with their marketings, not being as aggressive at moving cattle, in which case we get back to the conversation we had about carcass weights and not keeping those below year-ago levels. So there is a risk in this, but the danger of that really comes from other factors. In and of itself, cheaper grain and that prospect is good for the cattle industry.
Dr. Daryl Peel, you've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Cattle producers, it's the big event from Express Ranches out of Yukon, Oklahoma. They'll be selling over 600 head in 2 days, Friday, August 19th and Saturday, August 20th, 1 o'clock sale time on Friday afternoon. Saturday morning, the big event starts at 11 a.m. You can bid live both days on Rural TV, Dish Satellite 232, or on liveauctions.tv, or you can go and be a part of the festivities live at the sale itself in Yukon. For details, go to the Express Ranches website, www.expressranches.com. At your Beef Buzz, I'm Ron Hayes reporting.